What are you doing? Dinner. Are there good news?
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what is up or down. Black or white.
Legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You just crossed over into.
The things that this show has called him, this approach is, I guess it's kind of like we're living in the Twilight Zone.
You walk into this room at your own risk, because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. But like every one of the superstates that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
Truth isn't truth. I think it's fake news, okay? Now, would I do that? Absolutely.
Impeachment is the process of being totally enveloped by a large furry fruit. And there is no higher honor for a sitting president. Potential candidates are vetted by something called a witch hunter general, who interviews countless character references for the lucky candidate. I can assure you that I am working tirelessly towards being impeached, so that perhaps one day I too will be rewarded with this ultimate honor.
Madam Speaker, we need to open an impeachment inquiry into President Trump.
Damn it!
The Mueller report showed clear evidence he obstructed justice, and now he refuses to comply with a single subpoena, honey.
Sorry, but the focus groups don't want impeachment, and Americans never change their minds. That's why Ricky Lake is still the queen of daytime TV.
Senator Elizabeth Warren here, out of breath as always.
Can anyone just walk into the House chamber?
If any other human being in this country had done what's documented in the Mueller report, they would be arrested and put in jail. The majority leader doesn't want us to consider the mountain of evidence against the president. That is wrong. This is not a fight I wanted to take on, but this is the fight in front of us now. This is not about politics. This is about the Constitution of the United States of America. We took an oath not to try to protect Donald Trump. We took an oath to protect and serve the Constitution of the United States of America. And the way we do that is we begin impeachment proceedings now against this president.
Sounds great.
Bye! It's the right thing to do.
Look, I'd love to do impeachment, but I have to compete in the Goodwill Games tomorrow, so...
Nancy, they don't do those anymore.
I have to go. I just heard the sun and moon are switching places.
If that's true, the birds would be going nuts.
We just lost the lease on Capitol Hill.
Just impeach him, you stubborn bastard!
We can't impeach him because... I'm trying to impeach him, but no one here will let me!
Madam Speaker, if I may, we must put the Constitution over polls, justice over expediency, and let it be known to future generations that in America, no honey is above the law, honey!
Okay, I've heard enough. Now I understand that I must rise to this moment in history, honor my oath to the Constitution, and get the F out of here! I know it sounds crazy, but I'm still not budging.
All of a sudden, I hear last night they're going to have a meeting right before this meeting to talk about the I word. The I word. The big I word.
What are the words that begin with I that relate to the president neatly? Ill-tempered, immoral, and ignorant, adorned that indiscreetly. So many words that begin with I can describe the president rightly. Illegal, illicit, and infantile, inflating numbers inaugurally. But the most obvious I's for the inflictor of lies, incompetent and breachy, inappropriate, insufferable, and eminently impeachy.
The greatest hoax in history. Yeah.
Thank you, Your Majesty. Is it true that you threw a tiny baby temper tantrum and stormed out of your infrastructure meeting after learning that Nancy Pelosi accused you of being, quote, engaged in a cover-up?
I don't do cover-ups. This meeting was set up a number of days ago at 11 o'clock. All of a sudden, I hear last night they're going to have a meeting right before this meeting to talk about the I word.
The what?
The I word.
Impotent?
The I word.
Irrational?
The I word.
Idris Elba?
The I word.
Oh, impeachment.
Can you imagine?
Well,
the whole thing with Russia was a hoax. And I will tell you, my lawyers say, you don't have to do this. You can use presidential privilege. You don't have to let your lawyers and all of your staff testify. Would you recommend it? Well, you can be transparent or you can be tight.
Sweetie, you seem riled up. Would you like a hard candy or maybe a ventilator?
These people were out to get us.
Well, if I may, Mr. President.
Some days, Democrats can be a pain trying to circumvent. It's hard to be the fake president. What crazy sounds you make. Is it a substance that you're sniffing? Or could it just be a sinus thing? Life just ain't rosy. Nancy Pelosi's creeping on your TV, acting shady. Tried to drop Mueller, thought this was over, but she's got your number now and you feel under attack. Just keep breathing and breathing and breathing and breathing. You know they might impeach. Keep on breathing. Just keep wheezing, seething, panting, grimacing. Your teeth are falling out. Keep your teeth in.
Presidential privilege.
You clown and mess around. Joking about subpoenas they give. Invoking so much executive privilege. But now things got you down. Thought that your Fox friends would never cheat. Why they all crushing on Mayor Pete?
Ooh, girl.
They just dissed Donald. Now he's dissed Ronald. He's breathing like my old man's carburetor. Ew. He cries no fair and claims he's transparent. I guess you could say he's right, cause we see through him every time.
Madam Speaker, dozens of House Democrats, along with multiple legal experts and my Aunt Linda, have found clear grounds for impeachment. Where do you stand?
I don't think we should impeach a president for political reasons.
How about just for fun?
We have to see what the facts are. I mean, this is not a day at the beach. Let's hope that their level of maturity here will set in, because the American people expect results.
Just impeach him, impeach him, impeach him, impeach him.
Well, let me say.
Excuse me.
They say the only way you can reach him is impeach him, impeach him, impeach him. But they know it's what they want. Just impeach him.
Sir, you tweeted a video of Speaker Pelosi, which was clearly doctored to make her appear drunk or impaired. Isn't that a cheap shot?
What they've done is abuse. The President of the United States engaged in a cover-up. Oh, let's call Russia. Maybe they get it's a hoax.
Just keep tweeting, retweeting, misleading, and cheating.
Gross.
I hear a lot of phlegm when he's breathing. Just impeach him, impeach him, impeach him, but I'm tired of hearing them say impeach him.
Just do it already, let's go get a drink.
With your skies falling, just keep stonewalling.
What is going on with his breathing?
What's he been huffing? Is she just loving?
God bless the United States.
Girl.
And then we'll do her.
This is the sound of Trump.
Hey.
America's stepdaddy is angry. See, Trump and Congress have been in a standoff over investigation. Until now, Trump has blocked every request made by House investigators.
When you speak, every word means no. Every word means no.
And Democrats. Them there Democrats. They got a painful case of the blue subpoenas. So this is leading to more and more of them Democrats to throw up their hands and call for impeachment.
Let's impeach the president for life.
So, this morning, Nancy Pelosi held a meeting to calm down her caucus. And she emerged to say this.
We believe that no one is above the law, including the president of the United States, and we believe that the president of the United States is engaged in a cover-up.
It's called bronzer, Nancy. It's a cover-up. It's called bronzer, Nancy, and he's not fooling anyone. After that, Pelosi and Chuck Schumer headed over to the White House for a pre-scheduled meeting on their infrastructure deal. If you remember, a couple of weeks ago, maybe a month, the Democrats proposed a $1 trillion infrastructure deal, and Trump said, why not $2 trillion? So they said, okay. And today was just supposed to be hammering out the details and then Venmoing the cash with a little bridge emoji or something like that.
You walk into the room.
When we got in the room, the curtains were closed. The president, there was a place for him at the front so he could stand and attempt to tell us why he wouldn't do infrastructure. And of course, then he went to the Rose Garden with prepared signs that had been printed up long before our meeting.
You see somebody naked and you say, who is that man? You try so hard, but you don't understand just what you will say when you get home. Because something is happening here, but you don't know what it is, do you?
I walked into the room.
You walked into the party like you were walking onto a yacht.
He started out with an obvious lie that he just assumed everyone else would agree with.
And I told Senator Schumer, Speaker Pelosi, I want to do infrastructure. I want to do it more than you want to do it. I'd be really good at that. That's what I do. But you know what? You can't do it under these circumstances. I just saw that Nancy Pelosi, just before our meeting, made a statement that we believe that the President of the United States is engaged in a cover-up. Well, it turns out I'm the most, and I think most of you would agree to this, I'm the most transparent president probably in the history of this country.
No, we would not agree. I mean, we could see right through you, but I don't think that's what you meant. He always tries. He does this thing where he always tries to trick everybody into thinking they agree with him.
So Trump has a clear stance on infrastructure. It's my way or no highways.
That's about right.
That sounds right.
That sums it
that
up.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Trump was furious about the Democrats' ongoing efforts to be Congress. And he drew a line in the sand.
So I've said from the beginning, right from the beginning, that you probably can't go down two tracks. You can go down the investigation track, and you can go down the investment track, or the track of let's get things done for the American people.
Okay, we just counted three tracks, and it still went off the rails. Here's the deal. The source of Trump's rage was Nancy Pelosi's meeting this morning and growing calls to remove him from office.
You wanna stay out with your fancy friends?
All of a sudden, I hear last night they're going to have a meeting right before this meeting to talk about the I word. The I word. Can you imagine?
I can. Then Trump let us know that he's denying Congress's constitutional powers for a noble purpose.
If someday a Democrat becomes president and you have a Republican House, they can impeach him for any reason, or her. Any reason. We can't allow that to happen.
Don't bring me down. Don't bring me down. Don't bring me down. Don't bring me down. Don't bring me down.
We can't have a world where Republicans impeach a Democrat for something everyone does, like lying about cheating on your wife or her wife.
Don't bring me down. No, 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 no.
The president also defended his son, who has been subpoenaed by the Senate.
My son, Don, who's a good young man, who's gone through hell.
I mean, he had me as a father. That could not have been easy. That is... That's a tough row to hoe.
Oh, my goodness.
Then he rambled on about the phone calls that Don Jr. made after the meeting with Russians at Trump Tower. Now, we didn't know what these phone calls were. It's long been suspected that one of those calls was to his father to tell him about the Russians. But that's all cleared up now.
Three calls. After... massive study and work. They actually found who made the calls. One was a friend of ours, a real estate developer. Great guy. Most of you know him. Nice guy. Loves our country. And the other one was the head of NASCAR. Two of them.
Two of them? What about the third call?
Look, I've been accused of eating three pies, but I haven't eaten any pie. Want proof? Here's two of the pies.
Now, does anyone have any floss? Because I got a lot of rhubarb in my teeth. But this speech, never rub another man's rhubarb.
Oh, my goodness, I don't touch that rhubarb.
But this speech was unusual because, for once, Trump actually read from his notes.
I have 19 special counsel lawyers, 40 FBI agents. I said, open it all up. Let them have whatever they want. Nearly 500 search warrants. Think of that, a search warrant. Did you ever see a search warrant before? Neither did I.
I have a feeling you're going to be seeing some more. Trump. Trump was reading off a so-called fact sheet about the Mueller investigation his team handed out to the crowd. Now, they got this fact sheet from ABC News. But here's the thing. They conveniently left out the second page, which included information like 7 guilty pleas, 6 Trump associates charged, 4 people sentenced to prison, and a criminal presidency.
Three wedding rings.
Don't bring me down.
Then, it was the Democrats' turn to have a press conference, and Nancy Pelosi called Trump out for not having what it takes to get a deal done.
We had hoped that we could give this president an opportunity to have a signature infrastructure initiative to create jobs, to improve the quality of life, to just do so much for our country. For some reason, maybe it was lack of confidence on his part, that he really couldn't match the greatness of the challenge that we have.
How? Questioning his confidence. It seems President Trump couldn't rise to the challenge of putting up long bridges and deep tunnels. It happens a lot to presidents his age.
I'll tell you what's more before I get up the floor. Don't bring me down.
The president went off on the House Speaker Nancy Pelosi after she said that she hopes Mr. Trump's aides and family stage an intervention, as she called it. Then this afternoon, in that wild exchange with reporters, the president described Pelosi as, quote, crazy, as he dubbed himself an extremely stable genius. And in front of the cameras, the president then put his own top aides on the spot to talk about how stable he really is.
So today I'm announcing
trading barbs with his chief Democratic nemesis, President Trump took a swipe at House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, saying she can't comprehend the U.S. trade deal with Mexico and Canada now pending before Congress.
You know, she's a mess. Look, let's face it. She doesn't understand it.
The president then got even more personal, relitigating his confrontation one day earlier with Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, complete with schoolyard nicknames.
I was extremely calm. I was probably even more so in that room. So I walked into the cabinet room. You had the group, crying Chuck, crazy Nancy. I tell you what, I've been watching her, and I have been watching her for a long period of time. She's not the same person. She's lost it.
The verbal tussling comes one day after the president lashed out in the Rose Garden, a performance Democrats derided as another Trump temper tantrum.
I don't do cover-ups.
Pelosi appears to have gotten under Mr. Trump's skin, referring to the two eyes, impeachment.
There's no question. The White House is just crying out for impeachment.
And intervention, a new Pelosi trigger word.
I pray for the president of the United States. I wish that his family or his administration or his staff would have an intervention for the good of the country.
The president turned to his own aides to back him up. One after one, top officials were called on by the president to reassure the public Mr. Trump was calm in his meeting with Democrats.
You were very calm.
Kellyanne's right. You were very calm.
Very calm and straightforward and clear.
I'm an extremely stable genius.
Later in the day, Pelosi was at a different event, and she raised the stakes.
This is why I think the president was so steamed off this morning, because the fact is, in plain sight, in the public domain, this president is obstructing justice, and he's engaged in a cover-up. And that could be an impeachable offense.
What? What'd she say? A piece of our fishes? Just say it, Nancy. Stop teasing us. Hey, kids, get in the car. We're going to Disney after store.
I'll tell you what's more before I get up the floor. Don't bring me down. Don't bring me down.
We have, for the first time publicly in more than 2 years, Robert Mueller.
Thank you for being here. Let me begin where the appointment order begins, and that is interference in the 2016 presidential election. As alleged by the grand jury in an indictment, Russian intelligence officers who were part of the Russian military launched a concerted attack on our political system. If we had had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, we would have said so. Under long-standing department policy, a president cannot be charged with a federal crime while he is in office. That is unconstitutional. Even if the charge is kept under seal and hidden from public view, that too is prohibited. The special counsel's office is part of the Department of Justice, and by regulation, it was bound by that department policy. Charging the president with a crime was therefore not an option we could consider. The department's written opinion explaining the policy makes several important points that further informed our handling of the obstruction investigation. First, the opinion explicitly permits the investigation of a sitting president because it is important to preserve evidence while memories are fresh and documents available. Among other things, that evidence could be used if there were co-conspirators who could be charged now. And second, the opinion says that the Constitution requires a process other than the criminal justice system to formally accuse a sitting president of wrongdoing. It would be unfair to potentially accuse somebody of a crime when there can be no court resolution of the actual charge. And I will close by reiterating the central allegation of our indictments that there were multiple systematic efforts to interfere in our election. And that allegation deserves the attention of every American.
Thanks for the
song, skits, and segments.
From now,
stable
genius,
our cartoon
president,
Randy Rainbow,
let's
active Neil, Bob Dylan, Carly Simon, Ella
and
Golden Earring,
and thanks to
Sarah Sanders, Rudy Giuliani, Rod Serling, Elizabeth Warren, Dana Carvey,
Jimmy Fallon,
Stephen Colbert, Seth Myers, Nancy
Pelosi,
Jim Acosta, Kellyanne Conway,
Larry
Kudlow,
and
Robert Mueller.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.